Back now with Day to Day.
I am the darker brother. I, too, am America.
Denzel Washington's new film, The Great Debaters, opens in theaters tomorrow. This is the story of a debate team from a black college in the Jim Crow South. Their professor, played by Denzel, takes his team all the way to Harvard University. The music in the film helps to put you right there in the time, in the 1930s, and the soundtrack caught the attention of Day-to-Day contributor Derek Rath. He talked with Denzel Washington and the film's music supervisor, G. Mark Roswell, about their collaboration.
Traveling in the rural deep south in the 30s, you would have heard sounds like this. It's Austin Coleman singing My Soul is a Witness, a ring shout with obvious African roots. As soon as he heard it, Denzel Washington knew this was exactly what he wanted for the opening scene of The Great Debaters.
I knew I wanted this heartbeat. I knew I wanted this bottom and I wanted this pulse. I wanted an energy. I didn't want to come into the movie slow. I wanted to punch you right in the face before you knew what was going on. I didn't want to do no 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 no. I didn't want slow because I figured people hear debate. They're thinking, oh, you know, tired, you know.
Reinterpreted by Alvin Youngblood Hart and Sharon Jones, the song plays as the camera swoops over swampland and right into a backwards juke joint. Music supervisor G. Mark Roswell, known as Gilly, was inspired by the challenges presented by the film.
You read a script like this, and I called him after I read the script. You know, it really moved me, and had tears, and just so powerful. It is the rich tapestry of all the African-American music in 1935 and these different worlds colliding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, because you don't get more elegant than Duke Ellington, you know, than having Austin Coleman, mm-hmm. Soul as a Witness. We were really pleased with that, and it worked so well.
Black society in the 30s gave Gilly a diverse and thriving culture to draw from. He brought stacks of blues, jazz, gospel, country, and even opera.
I got 9,000 CDs at home. Because every week he was like, yeah, here's some of this. He was like an old crack dealer or something. Yeah, try to take a hit of that. Try some of that. Take this, taste of this.
Listening to over 1,000 songs, they whittled their choices down.
Well, I mean, it was interesting because there were a lot of things that we loved but just didn't fit.
Yeah, yeah. And you see, again, the character Lo had one foot in the juke joint and one foot in school, so we had to be careful to how those worlds blend together, you know.
And James Farmer, a theologian played by Forrest Whitaker, listens to opera.
Farmer listens to Marian Anderson. What a great opportunity.
Beautiful.
That worked well there. Just laying in there. We're not saying nothing. We're not telling you a thing. It's just there.
Mm-hmm. When he had to re-record vintage songs, Gilly traveled to Memphis, where he brought together musicians the likes of bluesman Alvin Youngblood Hart, the Carolina Chocolate Drops, Al Green's guitarist Teenie Hodges, and soul sensation Sharon Jones.
I'm a long tall mom, they call me a chocolate brown. Give me two drinks of whiskey and you'll see me clown. That's what my baby likes. That's what my baby likes.
And Denzel saw her and just said, that's my Lila.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really excited to be able to do 7 tracks.
She opens the show and closes the show.
I'm 5 feet standing, 6 feet laying down. I'm a big meter walk from my head on down. That's what my baby likes. Oh, that's what my baby likes.
Alvin Youngblood Hart's recreation of Kokomo Arnold's Busy Bootin' from the 30s anticipates a rock and roll classic by Little Richard decades later.
Busy Bootin' and you can't come in. I met your mama in the alleyway.
David Berger and the Sultans of Swing redo El Father Hines's Rock and Rye, a precursor to swing music. The Great Debaters places one firmly in a bygone landscape, but its message and the music will not be unfamiliar to today's hip-hop nation.
It was a way of communicating then. I mean, it is still now, but there's 90 other ways to do it now. It was a way of expressing yourself. You know, you had your voice and you had your little string or your thing you're hitting, and you had the blues. You had the blues. You had something to sing about. I think the hip-hop nation is an extension of it. My soul is a witness to the crime I saw on the street. You know? Do you know what I mean? They're still singing the blues.
For NPR News, this is Derek Rath.
That's Sharon Jones singing Up Above My Head from the soundtrack to the new film The Great Debaters. It opens in theaters tomorrow.